దద్రశు స్త్రియః. వర్స్ 22. శ్యామం హిరణ్యపరిధిం వనమాల్యార్భః ధాతు ప్రవాల నటవేష మనోవ్రతామసే బిన్యహస్తస్థితేరణాధునమంజభంజనం కర్ణోత్పాలాలకకోలముఖాభజాస్సః. ప్రాయశ్రుతప్రియ మోదకర్ణపూరే యస్మిన్నిమగ్న మనసస్తమతః శిధరంధ్రే అంతఃప్రవేశ్య సుచిరం పరిరభ్యతాపం ప్రాజ్ఞాం యథాభి మతయో విజహునేంద్ర. తాతస్థ త్యక్త్వసర్వశ ప్రాప్త ఆత్మ విదర్శయా విజ్ఞాయ ఖిల ద్రష్టయ ప్రహసిసినన్. నౌ వి ఆర్ ఆన్ 25th, సో వి విల్ రిపీటెడ్లీ రిపీట్ టుగెదర్. సో దిస్ వన్ వి విల్ రిపీట్ 25th. స్వాగతం వో మహాభాగా, ఆస్యతాం కరవామ కిం యన్నోదిద్రక్షయా ప్రాప్తా ఉపపన్నమిదం హీవః స్వాగతం వో మహాభాగా, ఆస్యతాం కరవామ కిం యన్నోదిద్రక్ష ప్రాప్తా ఉపపన్న ఇదం హీవః. గో అహెడ్, హూ వాంట్స్ టు రీడ్? స్వాగతం వో మహాభాగా, స్వాగతం వో మహాభాగా, అక్షతాం కర్మామ కిం ఉపపన్నమిదం చిదా. మాతాజీ, స్వాగతం వో మహాభాగా, ఆస్యతాం కరవామ కిం యన్నోదిదృక్షయా ప్రాప్తా ఉపపన్నం ఇదం వినా. స్వాగతం వో మహాభాగా, Suagatam, auspicious welcome. Wow, for you, Mahabhaga. O fortunate ladies, Asyatam, please come and sit. Karababa, I can do. Kim, what? Yat, because. Na, us. Didrakshaya, with the desire of seeing. Prapta, you have come. Upapannam, fitting. Idam, this. He, certainly. Vah, on your part. Translation. Lord Krishna said, welcome, O most fortunate ladies. Please sit down and make yourselves comfortable. What can I do for you that you have come here to see me is most appropriate. End of the translation. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Just as Shri Krishna welcomed the gopis who came to dance with Him at night, He similarly welcomed the Brahmana's wives whose pure love for Him was proved by their overcoming many hindrances to see the Lord. The word upapannam indicates that although these ladies had rejected their husband's orders, their behavior was not at all inappropriate, since their husbands had obviously tried to obstruct their loving service to Lord Krishna. Om Ajnanti Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagat Pate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Vancha Kalpataru Vascha Kripasindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine. Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. I welcome all of you to the Bhagavatam class today. We are starting this class from verse 20, so I will read you the translation. This is one of the most beautiful chapters in the Srimad Bhagavatam, and there is a message in this Leela. There are so many messages in Krishna's every Leela, but I think the main message in this Leela is right there, that's given in this verse. Although there are 50 verses in this chapter, But the main teaching is right here in the 25th verse. So let's see how we lead up to the 25th verse. As you, some of you probably know, Krishna and Balram are in the forest and they are hungry, or they are pretending or performing the pastime of being so hungry, and they ask some of the cowherd boys to go get some food. So the cowherd boys go approach the brahmanas who are just now getting ready to perform a Vedic sacrifice so that they can attain the heavenly planets. So when the young boys, they go there and ask for food, very humbly ask for something that they can give to Krishna and Balram to eat, the brahmanas don't pay any heed to them, don't listen to them, don't say yes, don't say no, don't give them anything, and don't tell them to go away. Completely neglected them. And one point to be noticed here, Krishna had sent them by telling them that go tell those brahmanas that Balram is here, because the brahmanas, or the public knows more of that who is Balram, is the son of Vasudev and Rohini. He's son of Devaki, that not common knowledge, but according to common knowledge, he is son of Rohini and Vasudev. And who is Krishna? According to the common knowledge, he is the son of Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Maya. So Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Maya are considered to be from Vaishya family, business family, whereas Balram is supposed to be from a Kshatriya family because his father is Vasudev and his mother is Rohini. So Krishna was already suspecting that I send these boys and they will be rejected. So he didn't send them with a message from him, he sent them with a message from Balram. So less likely to be rejected from Balram is Balram. So those who know Krishna and those who know Balram, we're not talking about those people, we're just talking about general public. So now the devotees, the cowherd boys, they come back rejected. No luck. We couldn't get anything. So Krishna sends them back. Don't go there. Go to the other side, the women's side. Go to the Matajis. And the Matajis are so pleased to see that these boys have come asking them for food to feed Krishna and Balram. They are so happy. They are so happy that they don't just give the food, they say, okay, we will take the food and go with you. Of course, we want this opportunity to feed Krishna and Balram by ourselves. We don't want to just send food. This is a lifetime opportunity. So these women, they have their mind in the right direction and they pick up all the four kinds of food. I don't know what is the four kinds of food. Maybe राइस दाल सब्जी चपाती और फोर काइंड्स ऑफ फूड इज वन यू कैन लिक वन यू कैन ड्रिंक वन यू कैन ईट एंड यू नो लाइक दैट चतुर्वेदा श्री भगवत प्रसाद सो दे पिक अप द फूड एंड दे गो विद द बॉयज we will personally deliver. Zomato hadn't started at that time, neither did Swiggy, so Matajis picked up their pots and they said, okay, we will go. So now from the 20th, there is a description of these Matajis going to see Krishna. Although their husbands, brothers, sons and other relatives tried to forbid them from going, their hope of seeing Krishna cultivated by extensive hearing of his transcendental qualities won out. Along the river Yamuna, within the garden, decorated with the buds of Ashoka trees, they caught the sight of him strolling along the company of cowherd boys with his elder brother Balram. So these are women who have never seen or met Krishna and Balram before, but they have heard about them through the grapevine. From other women, they have heard about Krishna and Balram, but they've never seen them. So they're seeing Krishna and Balram for the first time. This is a beautiful description that's given by Srila Sukadeva Goswami himself. And now he's describing Krishna as the Dvijapatnis see Krishna. It's a beautiful description. Please pay very close attention. His complexion was dark blue and his garment golden. Wearing a peacock feather, colored minerals, sprigs of flower buds, and garland of forest flowers and leaves, he was dressed just like a dramatic dancer. This he is Krishna. He rested one hand upon the shoulder of a friend and with the other he twirled a lotus. Lilies graced his ears. His hair hung down over his cheeks and his lotus-like face was smiling. Isn't this a most beautiful description of somebody seeing Krishna for the first time? Krishna is having his hand on a friend's shoulder. Who can tell me without looking at the altar? On our altar in Krishna Balram, does Krishna have his hand on Balram's shoulder or Balram has his hand on Krishna's shoulder? Balram has his hands on Krishna's shoulder. Why? Rest? Yes, beautiful description. So, although Balaram is Balaram, Balaram is the storehouse of all strength, not only spiritual but also physical. So, actually it should be Krishna resting his hand upon Balaram's shoulder. But it is Balram who is resting his hand on Krishna's shoulder because all of the bala, all of the strength he gets the source of all that strength is Krishna only. Balaram is the supreme personality of Godhead, but still the first expansion of Krishna. So where does he get everything from? Who gets it from? Krishna. So he is resting on his source. Being an elder brother, it should be the younger brother resting his head on the older brother. But here, this is a transcendental relationship. It works so many ways. So in the next verse 23, O ruler of men, for a long time those Brahmana ladies had heard about Krishna, their beloved, and his glories had become the constant ornaments of their ears, coming through the grapevine, hearing about Krishna and Balaram and their wonderful pastimes. Through the apertures of their eyes, they now forced him to enter within their hearts. And then they embraced him for a long time. So this is a special sentence to give more strength to personal form than impersonal form. You can't do any of this with an impersonal form, can you? If the Supreme Lord is nirakar or formless, you can't do any of this. You can only do this with Krishna himself. In this way, they finally gave up the pain of separation from him. Just as the sages give up the anxiety of false ego by embracing their innermost consciousness. It's a very loaded sentence, although there is no purport. But how do you give up your false ego? How does anybody give up their false ego? Yes. But who is Dasanudas? I am. But my natural tendency is to feel Bossanubas. How am I going to be Dasanudas? Naturally, I want to be Bossanubas. And that's why I was sent to this material world. If I was so much Dasanudas, why would I really end up here? So, this question was asked by Tamal Krishna Goswami to Srila Prabhupada. That, Srila Prabhupada, you made me the temple president of this LA temple, and now there is this false ego that I am having to fight with. So Srila Prabhupada understood the point and said, okay, sit down with me, I'll tell you. So okay. So Srila Prabhupada started to explain that in the whole of Krishna's creation, although it is infinite, but if you were to divide it, it would be 3/4 spiritual world and 1/4 material world. So, okay. Within this material world, there are so many galaxies. Ananta Koti. Our galaxy is something like size of a one mustard seed in a big hole 40 kg bag of mustard seeds. That many other galaxies are there. And our galaxy where we live in, it's called the Milky Way by the NASA, and we call it the Sheer Sagar or Akash Ganga. No, Jambudvip. It's called Jambudvip. In Akash Ganga, yes, so many galaxies. Our galaxy is one of the smallest. Even NASA confirmed we live in one of the smallest galaxies. And in that galaxy, there are so many 14 planetary systems. There is the Earth, Marlok, Janlok, Taplok, Satyalok, and then there are all the Patals. Mahatal, Rasatal, Talatal, Sutal, Vital, Patal. 14 planetary systems. Out of those 14 planetary systems, there is this one little Bhuloka. On this Bhuloka, there are 5 big continents. And out of them, so many continents, there is one North America or one United States. In the United States, there are so many 50, so many states. Out of all of them, there is one little state called California. California has so many cities, and one of the cities is called LA. In LA, there are so many subdivisions, areas. There is this one area called the Venice Beach. In the Venice Beach area, there are so many streets and avenues and so many things. One little street called the Vepsika Avenue. And on this Vepsika Avenue, there are so many buildings. And there's this little building that we call the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, LA. And there are so many authorities, and you are one of them. Tamal Krishna Goswami said, yes, I understand how small I am. So, it is understanding the innermost consciousness. What is my innermost consciousness? I am just a tiny little part and parcel of Krishna. 10,000 of me can sit on one tip of the hair. How significant am I? On one tiny head of the hair, 10,000 of me can sit. And I think I am significant. So, get the innermost consciousness to deal with our false ego. We have Badri Narayan Maharaj, and he said, all the indispensable men are in the graveyard. They all thought that they were indispensable. Today, they are in the graveyard. The world is still going on. So tomorrow, without all of us, it will still go on. So coming to the last verse, that the one we're discussing today. Now, Krishna has seen the Dvijapatnis, the wives of the Brahmanas and he is welcoming them.
Welcome, O most fortunate ladies. Please sit down and make yourself comfortable. What can I do for you?
How may I serve you? Look at how the humility coming from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is asking them, how may I serve you?
That you have come here to see me is most appropriate.
He is putting them at peace that although they have rejected the advice of their husbands, fathers, all of those men who were there, some of them were their husbands and some of them were their father and son and so on, and all the men decided not to serve Krishna. But all these women, they still decided to serve Krishna. So, in this whole chapter, this is the main point, that a woman should not be rejecting her husband, should not be rejecting her father, should not be rejecting really her son either, not so much, but. And these women, they have rejected. So, is that acceptable? Krishna is saying it's appropriate.
Why? Because in order to serve Krishna, people have taken so many steps in the past. If your husband is not fit in the religious principles, should be rejected. There is a verse in the Bhagavatam 5:28. Who should be a mother, who should be a father, and who should be a guru? The main responsibility of everybody is to take your dependent back home, back to Godhead, nothing else. And if you can't do that, then not qualified. So, Srila Prabhupada in the purport gave some examples that there are people who rejected their authorities and they are worshipped for that. Number one, Prahlad Maharaj rejected his father. Anybody is complaining? Why did Prahlad Maharaj reject his father? Prahlad Maharaj is worshipped for that. Should one be worshipped for rejecting his father? No, not according to the Vedic principles. But Prahlad Maharaj, because he rejected his father for Krishna, to serve Krishna, he is worshipped. Who else? There is Bharat Maharaj, he rejected his mother. You heard that before? Bharat Maharaj rejected his mother. How and why? Bharat Maharaj was born as a deer in the next life. And he had a deer mother. And when he saw his godbrothers in the ashram, in the forest where he was going around, there was a ashram and his godbrothers were all there and he wanted to associate with them, but the deers are a herd community. They stay together and keep their young together. They don't separate. But Bharat Maharaj, understanding that I have fallen into this body of the deer because I was thinking of a deer at the last moment, Now is my chance to associate with my God brothers. Get back into my devotional service. Get the right association and go home back to Godhead. So right away, as a little baby, he rejected his mother. He had no other option but to reject his mother to take his spiritual life seriously, because that dear mother was not so self-realized, although Bharat Maharaj was. There is an example of Parshuram. Parshuram actually cut his mother's head off. Parshuram cut off his mother's head. Why? Because the father said so. I suspect your mother of adultery. Cut her head off. Parshuram cut her head off and went back to his father, said, look, my mother is as pure as they come. Would you please give me a benediction and make my mother alive again? Jamdagni said, okay, I will make your mother alive again. Parshuram's mother's name was Renuka and father's name was Jamdagni. Jamdagni was such a elevated sage that he could do it. That is what Srila Prabhupada explains. But of course, Parshuram himself is the supreme personality of Godhead. He can give life, he can take life, he can give life back again. So please don't go home and try this. Parshuram did it and Parshuram got away with it. You won't. No matter how much you respect your father, please don't try this at home. And similarly, who else rejected their husband? Jaya duja patni jaya nag kanyagan bhakti te jahara pailo govinda charan. The duja patnis are the ones we are talking about. And Nag Kanyas are the wives of Kalia. The wives of Kalia rejected Kalia and took shelter of the Supreme Lord. Became devoted to him. And what happened? Bhakti te jahara pailo govinda charan. They attained the mercy of Krishna by surrendering to Krishna, by rendering devotional service to Krishna. Similarly, the gopis, as it is mentioned in this purport, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the 29th chapter, Krishna will be calling the gopis at night on Sharad Purnima. And when the gopis will arrive, Krishna will welcome them similarly and ask them, what are you doing here? First he calls them, and then he asks them, what are you doing here? Middle of the night. So the description is given. Some of them are applying some kind of makeup, and it's half on, and Krishna calls, and they leave the makeup in between and go. Half makeup, okay, good enough. You ever seen a woman do that? I haven't. Half makeup,
this side of the face and this side of the face is not done yet. And some were feeding their little babies. And Krishna called. Guess what they did here? Some were feeding their husbands. Some were cooking, some were eating. And when Krishna called, they all left. And when Krishna disappeared, they cried in the Gopi Geet, Pati Sutanvaya Bratra Bandava Nati Vilangyate Achyuta Gata. Our husbands are sleeping at home. Our brothers are at home. Father, guardians, everybody is at home. Sutanvaya, leaving all the men of the family sleeping at home, women don't go anywhere. But for you, Krishna, we left home. At this hour, middle of the night, there are wild beasts in the forest. But when we hear your flute, the sound vibration of your flute, we just cannot control our feet. We got to come to you. So here, Srila Prabhupada says in the purport, he similarly welcomed the Brahmana's wife, whose pure love for him was proved by their overcoming many hindrances to see the Lord. To execute devotional service in adverse circumstances. That is more admirable than executing devotional service in the optimum circumstances. The word upapannam indicates that although these ladies had rejected their husbands, their behavior was not inappropriate since the husbands had obviously tried to obstruct their loving devotional service to Krishna. So that is the crux of the matter, that it is okay to reject your father, reject your mother, reject your husband, reject everybody else. Bali Maharaj even rejected his guru, because the guru was trying to pull him away from devotional service. Because the guru had his own agenda. Why are you going into devotional service? Why are you surrendering to Vishnu? We have a different agenda here. Bali Maharaj said, no. I'll surrender to Vishnu. You can keep your agenda. And Bali Maharaj is worshipped for that. So that was the main message in this verse. Now I would like to keep some time for questions or comments. Any questions or comments? Quickly, we don't have very much time. Any questions and comment or comments from anyone over there? Come forward, raise your hand. Oh, no questions, no comments, nothing, no discussion, anything, nothing. Okay then. Thank you very much for your kind attention. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki, Dvijva Patniyo ki,
श्री कृष्ण बलराम की, श्री राधा श्याम सुंदर की, श्री श्री गौर निताय भगवान की, निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे। थैंक यू वेरी मच।